Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Did you know that when it comes to grocery shopping for beef, convenience continues to be the key? Through Chekhov-funded market research, we know millennials want cooking shortcuts that are efficient and practical. As a result, Your Beef Chekhov is reaching them through their mobile phones with ideas for creativity, efficiency, and savings. While you're managing your cattle operation, Your Beef Chekhov is helping millennials understand that beef is a smart food choice. Learn and share more at MyBeefChekhov.com, paid for by your Chekhov dollar.
The John Deere 5E Series tractors from P&K are the most affordable workhorses on the market. They're America's tractor. And if you're really going to own your land, this is the tractor for you. The 5045E two-wheel drive utility tractor, just $170 a month, so you won't find a better deal. Because you don't just want to buy any tractor, it's time you owned a John Deere. And because in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offering 73117, residency restrictions apply. Model availability may vary. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See P&K for details and terms and conditions, as exclusions and limitations apply. Well, live and feeder futures should open lower here at midweek, pressured by signs of cash weakness, long liquidation, and follow-through selling. The hog contracts, though, look to be set to begin with higher prices as summer contracts gain further on the deferred. Bearish cracks started to surface late yesterday in the cash cattle trade as some feedlot managers suddenly decided to use lower early week bids to move cattle. Live trade volume developed in parts of Kansas and some parts of Texas at $132, $133. That's $4 and $5 lower than last week. Now, look for the cash hog market to be solidly higher as packers increasingly give chase to tightening live supplies. Tuesday's country trade was impressive in this regard, both in terms of sharply higher prices and significant negotiated trade volume. The hog issue should open on a firm basis today, supported by strengthening fundamentals and bull spreading. Spot June is scheduled to expire at high noon today. Now, spring wheat was the star of yesterday's grain markets as it set more contract highs and settled at its highest since January 2015, that in the wake of USDA making a sharp cut to the crop's condition rating. Wheat markets posted double-digit gains, with spring wheat having its biggest moves after the USDA lowered those ratings. Spring wheat's condition dropped for the second straight week, the latest being a larger-than-expected 10-point tumble to 45% good to excellent. North Dakota spring wheat slipped 9 points to 43% good excellent. South Dakota was down 12 points. Corn recovered about half of what it lost yesterday in both July and December contracts, with both staying above key moving averages. USDA late Monday trimmed corn's overall condition rating by about a point to 67% good to excellent, but knocked North Dakota's crop down 9 points to 58%. And on the soybeans, well, they lost gains in late trading yesterday, but still closed a little higher, helped by the neighboring crop markets. We're going to check all your futures when we come back in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, June live cattle was down 85 cents, 127.50. August down to 67, 128.87. August feeder cattle down 160 at 149.95. September down 152 at 149.70. July hogs up 157, 82.27. And the August hogs up 22 at 80.22. Kansas City hard red winter wheat at the close. July up 14 and a quarter yesterday, 457. September up 13 and three quarters at 474 and a quarter. July wheat Chicago up 11 cents, 445. And September was up 10 and three quarters, 459 and a quarter. July corn up 3 3/4 at 381. September up 3.5, 388 and a half. July soybeans up 1 1/4 at 932 and a half. And August was up 1 1/4, 936 and a quarter. July cotton down 7, 74.41. October up 13, 73.99. And July crude oil down 42, 46.04. August down 42, 46.25. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.